Each year we read Parsha Bamidbar, the Shabbos prior to the Yontif of Shavuos. And what is the connection between Parsha Bamidbar and the Yontif of Shavuos? Why specifically Parsha Bamidbar is the one that leads us into the Kabbalah Satorah? So the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis explains first why we read the Tocha of Parsha B'chukosai last week. Why do we read the Tocha B'chukosai before the Yontif of Shavuos? And furthermore, the Gemara explains why we read the Tocha of Parshas Kisavo prior to the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. The reason given by the Gemara is that we want to put all the curses, all the klalos, the tochachas behind us. We want to be able to move forward, take a step forward in the new year, the Rosh Hashanah, with a clean slate, a year full of bracha, a year full of promise. The Gemara explains that not only is Rosh Hashanah a Rosh Hashanah, but also Shavuos is called the Rosh Hashanah. So as we begin the new year, whether it be Shavuos or whether it be Rosh Hashanah, we want to take the Tocha, we want to take the Klalos and the curses and put that all behind us to move forward. So Tosus there in the spot asks, so why then do we read the Parsha Bamidbar before Shavuos? Shouldn't it be sufficient just to read B'chukosai, the Shabbos before Shavuos? But according to our calendar, B'chukosai was last week, this week is Bamidbar, and then Shavuos. What is Parsha Bamidbar doing sandwiched in between the Tochacha and Shavuos? And similarly, later on in the year by Rosh Hashanah, Kisavo is not the Parsha immediately before Rosh Hashanah. Right afterwards is Nitzavim. Why is Nitzavim standing in between Parshas Kisavo of the Tocha and Rosh Hashanah? And Tosus answers that we need a buffer in between the Tochacha and Shavuos. It's not enough to have a few days in between, but rather we need a full week. We need a Shabbos of cushion, a bumper, a separation between Shavuos and Tocha. And so too, Nitzavim serves as that same buffer, that same barrier between Kisavo and Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps, however, I can offer another suggestion, a suggestion that highlights a fundamental connection between Parsha Bamidbar and Shavuos, not simply a buffer, but somehow Bamidbar is supposed to lead us into Kabbalah Satorah, to lead us on the journey in Har Sinai to the Yontif of Shavuos. The Medrash explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we all know, offered the Torah to all the various nations, Yishmael, Bnei Esav, and so on. And when each nation inquired about the details of this Torah, this book of rules, Hashem shared with each of them a singular mitzvah that went against their very nature, their very core and essence. So for example, the nation of Edom, Bnei Esav, were told about the Isser, the prohibition of murder, Los Tirzach, to which they refused. They didn't want to accept the Torah, unwilling to change their nature. And so it was for each nation. They were told about a particular mitzvah, about Geneva, about Arayos, and each nation refused because it went against their nature. It's who they were. The Sfas Emes asks, what mitzvah exists in the Torah that challenges the very nature of a Jew, the very nature of the Jewish people? So Kechemdam Parshas B'Shalach explains that we were told, the Jewish people were told, the rules of Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah, which are the 3 days of separation prior to Kabbalah Satorah, separating husband and wife, separating from Har Sinai, various halachas of separation, Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah. And the Klei Chemda explains that the nature of a Jew is to inquire, to research, to investigate, to inspect every matter, whether it's in Limud HaTorah, whether it's the current events, whether it's people, neighbors, and friends. On occasion, this nature of ours leads to overstepping our boundaries, involving ourselves in business that does not relate to us, in being nosy, gossiping. The Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah was this very challenge. It was a lesson in focus, tunnel vision, remaining and staying in your lane, not looking at what your neighbor is doing, looking through the windows, if you will, listening to other people's conversations, matters of business that are not related to you. So the Gemara in Nivamos Daf Mem Zayin Mebeis describes how Naomi taught Rus the halachas of Tchum Shabbos. Why was this the singular halacha that Naomi emphasized? This was the halacha Tchum Shabbos that she taught Rus? So the Klechem explains based on what we just described. Remaining in one's own Daled Amos is a fundamental principle of Yiddishkeit. It's a challenge to the nature of a Jew. We're always looking to understand things. We learn sugyas in depth. We try to understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu exists in every corner of the earth. It's important to remain in your Daled Amos. Within your Tchum can never be overemphasized. We each have to focus on our achievements, our goals, our aspirations, our lives, not other people's lives. Yes, it's a time and place to worry about others, to be concerned about others. But sometimes that leads to overstepping our boundaries. Tchum Shabbos, Shloshish Me'agbala, teach us the ability to stay within our own Daled Amos. This is the whole essence of Parshas Bamidbar. This is the whole essence of Sefer Bamidbar. This is the book of Pekudim, Chumash Pekudim. The Chumash Pekudim, the book of Numbers. This is a Sefer where every number counts. Every person, every individual lives in their own world, their own Daled Amos, their own Tchum Shabbos. Where every individual means something. Where every person has a unique tafkid from the word pekudim, a tafkid. You're a pocket. You are a number. You are a person with a world and life that matters. Your own Tchum Shabbos, your own Daled Amos. We each have our own path in life, our unique journey to Har Sinai and to the Torah. We are all part of one big nation, one big body, but we each play a different role. We each serve as a different limb, a different aver, a different organ, a different molecule of this big body of the Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael. There are 248 mitzvahs in the Torah, corresponding to the 240, the Ramach Evarim, the limbs of the body. Each of us represent a different limb, a different body part. For this reason, perhaps, the gematria of Bamidbar is exactly 248, Ramach. Because as we lead up to Kabbalah Torah, we have to realize that we each have our own path within the framework of Torah, our own tafkid, Chumash Pekudim, as we encounter, as we approach the 3 days, the Shlosh Me'agbala, up until Kabbalah Torah, we should be reminded that we have unique abilities, individual kochos, as part of a larger whole, as part of the tzibur. We should be zocha this year to be mekabel the Torah, kabbal satara, in a way we've never done before, in a way where we could see our own strengths within learning, within the broader Torah learning of Klai Yisrael, and our limra Torah should bring our Jewish brothers in Eretz Yisrael. They should be safe, they should be protected, and we should be zocha to that day when the Mashiach comes. He brings the Mashiach, he calls the Mashiach, the Bayis Shlishi. The Bayis Shlishi comes from Shemayim. And all war, all fighting, all terrorist stops. We should be zocha to that day soon with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas. Amen, amen, amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Yom Kippur.